Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Jenny Stromberg from the BSU soccer team with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys tied for first right now in the NSIC. Be honest, did you think this late in the year you'd still be in this position?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we set high goals for ourselves this season, and I mean, we're just keep working hard, and we're just doing our best, and right now we're just trying to improve a little bit every game, and we are doing it. We're accomplishing our goal by being the best that we can be. So,
last weekend, not real conducive to playing good soccer, as warm as the temperature was, and then you go into overtime not only once but twice. We'll start with Saturday, your game winner in overtime. How much gas did you guys have left in the tank?
Surprisingly, we had more than we expected. I mean, the past few weeks we've been really hitting it hard, especially during our fitness days, and I think it really paid off this weekend. And I mean, we didn't want to go into two overtimes, and so, you know, we just decided this overtime is our overtime, and we got it done early in the first overtime period both days.
Walk us through your goal.
My goal on Saturday was a perfect ball over the top from Kara Smith, and there was a defender in the box that was significantly taller than me. So when she went up for the ball, and I was just anticipating the mistake, and I was just able to get my foot on it, and it went in, and it was just an exciting feeling.
All right, then how about on Sunday when you guys go back into overtime and Jamie Ford, the savvy veteran, scores one for you? What happened in that goal?
Well, it was actually exactly the way that we had talked about before at the break, before overtime. You know, coach said, this is the way we're going to score. We're going to get the ball out wide to our forwards' feet. They're going to cross it in, and we're going to get a goal. And that's just exactly what we did. Duff came up the line with the ball, and I got wide, and she passed the ball out wide, and I chipped it into Jamie Ford, and she was there ready to score.
You guys, I don't want to say have struggled, but haven't played as well against both Northern and Mary historically. What changed this year?
We just played hard for each other. We worked hard, and we didn't worry about Northern or Mary or how their seasons have been going. We just wanted to play our personal best, and we just worried about our game and how we were going to play.
You guys not back at home in the conference season anyway until the playoffs. That's obviously been one of the goals, is to play at home in the playoffs, and you guys are in pretty good position. This late in the year, when you still look at the standings and you say, man, we're still in first place, does it get any more stressful? Does it get any harder, more pressure on you or not?
You know, we're trying not to look at our standings at all as a team. We're just trying to get a little bit better each game, and we're trying not to think about it, not talk about it, not look at it. And so as long as we keep doing our best, then we're accomplishing our goal.
Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.